This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Who done it? You know, who wrote the first detective novel way before Chandler, Hammett, or Robert Parker? Maybe somebody who wrote it in the parlor with a quill pen. With all the clues and answers, our own literary detective, Paul Collins, who's done some sleuthing and figured out who wrote the first detective novel. He joins us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks very much for being back with us, Paul.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So, what was it, Paul?
The Notting Hill Mystery. You know, the usual suspects are Edgar Allan Poe, because he wrote Murder in the Rue Morgue in 1841, which, you know, most people would consider to really be the first piece of detective fiction. It's the first short story with a detective at the center of it. Or Wilkie Collins, who wrote The Moonstone, and he kind of married Poe's idea with the sprawling novels of Dickens. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1868. Almost all of the elements that we associate with detective fiction, you can actually find in those early works. The kind of eccentric but brilliant detective, the bumbling local constables, the mystery in a country manor, red herrings, reenacting the crime, all that stuff is in there. And so, you know, they're typically thought of as kind of the parents of the genre. It turns out that there's kind of an eccentric uncle living in the attic, though.
So who done it?
Well, Charles Felix did it, but the real mystery is we don't know who Charles Felix is, or at least didn't. I actually first came across this a while back when I was reading The Moonstone, and there was a footnote in it mentioning, you know, most people consider this the sort of the first detective novel. But by the way, there's an earlier one called The Notting Hill Mystery that came out in 1862, and nobody knows who wrote it. And that was pretty much the whole footnote. And I went, what? and so I started to look into it.
Wow. So, and? Well, don't leave us hanging, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, the Notting Hill Mystery was this it's a mystery that appeared initially in a magazine, Once a Week magazine, which was kind of a direct competitor to Charles Dickens's magazine, which was Household Words. And it started run in late 1862, and it ran in 8 installments going into 1863. And the story behind the Notting Hill Mystery, it's set up as a series of letters from a private investigator to an insurance company that they've hired him because the Baron R, who's just identified by his initial as common with Victorian novels, and his wife, Madame R, his wife has passed away. And his wife has passed away because she was sleepwalking and went into the Baron's private laboratory, because he's an enthusiastic amateur chemist, and in her sleepwalking picked up a bottle of acid and drank it. And
Paul, hold up for a moment. Ready?
Sure.
Da-da-da-dum. Go ahead.
So it turns out the Baron has a life insurance policy on his wife. And in looking at this, yes, well, it gets worse. They discover that he doesn't have just one insurance policy for £5,000. He's actually taken out 5 life insurance policies, each worth £5,000, with 5 different insurance companies. They put a private investigator on the case to see if really her death was an accident. And what he unravels is not just one murder, but 3, and that the Baron actually is clearly responsible for them. And that's actually made fairly clear actually from the outset of the book, but you don't know how he did it. And by the end of the book, you know how he did it, but you cannot figure out how anyone can catch him. He's basically committed the perfect crime.
My gosh. Is it possible for you to tell what kind of effect this might have had?
Well, you know, it's curious that it came out in magazine form first, and then about 3 years later, in 1865, it was published in book form. And when the book came out, it attracted very favorable reviews, and reviewers were really struck by this hadn't been done before. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of a detective novel was basically new to them. And in fact, they almost didn't even know how to react to it or how to explain it to their readers. One of the reviews that came out said, this is best understood like a game of solitaire. or like a puzzle that you've been handed to figure out. I mean, the genre didn't even really exist at that point, so they had to explain to readers that that the whole idea behind this is that you've been handed a puzzle.
Of course, the question that remains, Paul, who was Charles Felix?
His identity has been hidden for 149 years, but his real name is Charles Warren Adams. And in fact, they didn't know back then either. There was actually a handbook of fictitious names that came out in 1868, and it has Charles Felix listed in it. And when you look next to it, there's a pair of empty brackets. They didn't know the real name. And so I started searching around. And at first, I wasn't able to find anything either. There was absolutely no hint of who this was. And in fact, I went to the publisher's archives for Saunders and Otley, which was the publisher. There were no letters from the publisher to the author, which was really weird. And so what I started to do is I noticed that this guy, the so-called Charles Felix, had written another book called Velvet Lawn that had actually been published by Saunders Otley a year earlier. And so I started looking around for the authorship of that. And after going through hundreds and hundreds of documents and old newspaper articles, I finally hit upon it. And I can read it to you. It's the one clue to his identity. Yeah. This is actually in a literary gossip column from the Manchester Times for May 14th, 1864. By the way, I love the idea that there could have been a literary gossip column.
Yeah, those days are gone. Yeah.
And it's just a single sentence. It reads, "It is understood that Velvet Lawn by Charles Felix, the new novel announced by Saunders Otley and Company, is by Mr. Charles Warren Adams, now the sole representative of the firm." So the reason there was no correspondence between the publisher and the author.
Oh, because he is the publisher. Yes, he's the publisher and the author.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Paul Collins, our literary detective, his essay on The Notting Hill Mystery appears tomorrow in the Sunday New York Times. Paul, thanks so much for clearing this mystery up.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.